The transition team will officially begin work today. The 16-member team is expected to account for government resources, agree on deadlines for the vacation of official residences by government officials, and payment of benefits. Even before it starts work, concerns have been raised about some challenges the process might face. The Administrator General has said his office, which was supposed to facilitate the process, has all this while lacked basic resources like vehicles. Due to this, the Office of the Administrator General reasons to the use of illegal commercial motorbikes, popularly known as Okada, to undertake its activities. As the team begins work today, a member of the MPP team transition, Mustafa Hamid, says he hopes the challenges will be addressed. He spoke to Doreen Ampofo.
What we should expect is basically what the president-elect, Nana Akufo-Addo, said on the day of the inauguration of the committee, that we expect honesty, transparency, and openness, that we will deal with each other on the basis of mutual trust, you know, so that there are no suspicions and etc., so that the process does not face hiccup and so on and so forth. So we expect that when we meet, that there would be enough material to even begin deliberation. To this day, we don't have any material to begin with. The basic material for a transition process to proceed is the handing over note of the outgoing administration. And according to the Transition Act at 845, those notes were supposed to have been lodged with the Administrator General 1 month before the general election.
Are you expecting any particular issue to be the first on the table?
I'm sure when we get to the bridge, we would cross it. Once we have even cited the note, it will be premature for us to jump the gun and put any issues out in the public.
Okay, now these transition processes are nothing new. The only new thing is that this time you're starting very early because the country avoided a runoff. Now, would this ensure the process runs without any hitches?
Yeah, I guess that the time that we have on our hands is also significant. But also the law states that the transition process actually ends on the 6th of February, which is 1 month after the handing over of government. So even 1 month after we have officially taken office, we still have time to complete the transition processes.
That was a member of the NPP transition team for the NPP side, Hamid Mustafa, talking to Doreen Ampofo.